Meditation 37, The Lord's Department of Causeless Mercy.
My dear Lord Mukunda, it is very difficult to get your personal association. The greatest yogis, scholars, and religionists may study books, perform austerities, and engage in various rituals for millions of lifetimes, and still never even get a glance. But my dear Lord, I have heard that you have a special department of causeless mercy that can accept an unqualified devotee and, making him sufficiently genuine, give him everything necessary in order for him to return home and receive your full blessings. I am a very needy soul who would like to know, how does one qualify to enter this department? A powerful and loving voice said, Yes, beloved, such a department does exist. But the greatest qualification is that one must attract the attention of my pure servants. Thus, by their grace and mercy, anything is possible. My dear Lord Mukunda, if it is true that you have this special department of causeless mercy, why is it that I've never heard of it until now? You must ask yourself, beloved, for neither I nor my pure servants have favorites or secrets. Our love and mercy have always been and will always be available and accessible. You must ask yourself why you have constantly avoided our direct care and love. My dear Lord Mukunda, who are those important souls who oversee this department for you? The sweet reply was, my beloved, your bhaktas have begged that I create such a department, as they are always so eager to try to share my love with everyone. Only they can manage such a department. My dear Lord Mukunda, now that I know of this department, can I tell others? Isn't it important for everyone to know of this agency? The powerful and sweet voice replied, beloved, you can tell everyone in the three worlds, but only those who have given up sinful activities and sense gratification will listen to you. My dear Lord Mukunda, does this agency ever close? How much time do I have to fully qualify myself and inform others? Beloved, the mercy of my pure devotees is not an ordinary thing. It is not contained by time. They are always constantly eager to serve everyone. My dear Lord Mukunda, will you forgive me for trying to sneak in this way? I have tried very hard for many lifetimes to become a first-class devotee, but I am embarrassed to find my devotion still so elementary. Why are you lamenting, my child? This department has been designed for souls like yourself, whose store of bhakti is rather meager.
My dear Lord Mukunda,
Well, those that have won your love through first-class devotion and full surrender see me as a failure and a disturbance? Beloved, they will consider you to have just returned from an assignment, not concerned with how you reached home. They will be delighted to welcome you back. My dear Lord Mukunda, now that I know of your department and the possibility of my acceptance, can I presently upgrade my standard? I wonder. I now feel more hopeful about all aspects of devotional life and look forward to its acceleration. Perhaps now I have the determination to come through normal channels of devotional reciprocation. My beloved, there really are no normal channels to receive my personal association. Every connection is also clothed in mercy, and loving services are limitless. We can and must always upgrade our love and services. My dear Lord Mukunda, will you and the Divine Mother see me as retarded, knowing my need for special attention? Beloved, can we, the divine couple, have any ill feelings toward a part of ourselves? My dear Lord Mukunda, surely this is my last chance. As immature and neophyte as I am in my loving service to you, still you have taken the trouble to inform me of your department of causeless mercy. Please allow me to encourage others. My dear beloved, because you are so desirous of assisting others, my pure servants have sought you out and will soon bring you personally to me through the department of causeless mercy. We wait to welcome you home, my darling. How could you try to stay away from home for so long?